On September 17, 1862, a clash between Union and Confederate armies took place about 50 miles northwest of Washington, D.C.
More American soldiers were lost on that one day, 140 years ago, than any other day before or since.
In the South, they call it the Battle of Sharpsburg, after the nearby Maryland town. The Northerners called it simply Antietam, after a creek. Either way, it stands as a bloody turning point in the American Civil War.
There was no real winner that day. 5,000 men died. Another 18,000 were wounded or missing.
Here's an actor reading a letter about the carnage. It was written by a soldier, David Thompson, from New York.
In a second, the air was full of the hiss of bullets and the hurtle of grapeshot. The mental strain was so great that I saw at that moment the singular effect mentioned, I think, in the life of Goethe on a similar occasion. The whole landscape, for an instant, turned slightly red.
And here is a tale told by a private from Delaware from the book Crossroads of Freedom by James McPherson. The story is graphic and shocking, even 140 years later.
A Union soldier stumbling around with both eyes shot out, begging for someone, for the love of God, to put an end to his misery. A nearby lieutenant asked him if he really meant what he said. "Oh, yes," the blinded soldier replied, "I cannot possibly live, and my agony is unendurable." Without another word, the lieutenant drew his revolver, placed it to the victim's right ear, turned away his head, and pulled the trigger. A half wheel, a convulsive gasp, and one more unfortunate had passed over to the silent majority. "It was better thus," said the lieutenant, replacing his pistol and turning, "for the poor fellow could..." Just then, a solid shot took the lieutenant's head off.
Those who weren't present got a sense of the slaughter in the form of photographs. A month after the battle, an exhibit opened in New York City, The Dead of Antietam. A reviewer for the New York Times said of the photos that they may not have brought the bodies and laid them in our dooryards and along our streets, but they did something very like that.
Many died in other engagements in the Civil War and in our wars abroad since, but Sharpsburg, Antietam, remains the one single 24-hour period when more citizens of this country died than any other.